faculty.
Why do you write? When there's folks need feeding, feeling the bitter bite of another heating bill, hearts bleeding, frayed blankets fending off the chill, what gives you the right to sit reading poesy? Scratch at notepaper with pen, no attempt to satisfy the hungry mouths of men, women and others, your brothers, sisters, family fight while you're at leisure musing. And what of you? True. These are hostile times in which to sit with pen and paper writing rhymes. The rent's due, there's holes in our shoes, and Boris has put up the price of the tube again. But my friend, is art and fellow feeling dead already? Or is it in these times of cuts, of hungry mouths and battered spirits that our hearts cry out, our souls exceed their natural limits, we expand and reach for the communal artistic riches with which to fill our empty purses? Lest our lives run dry, we're tossed by circumstance into the ditch of a hopeless life. The urge to scribe can be the urge to nourish hearts when stomachs rumble, to rise like kites against the wind, bring light to tunnels, offer shelter in the thunderstorm of adversity under human commonality. My friend, we've a humble yearning to share the currency of creativity, to not be penny-pinching with our spirits or tighten the belt of understanding. Desperation is only half the story here. The others told in multitudinous voices, shimmering in unison every flea-bitten night beside our river. Its name is resilience. Refusing to implode politely, a new show featuring performances of spoken word, poetry and music, and interviews with London-based artists.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.